8892.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we start things out here tonight, I know, Mark, you got an email about personal advice. We don't normally get too many personal questions on the show, but I do enjoy them when they come through. So let's talk about that to start things out. Of course, your calls are primary. If you make them, we'll talk to you about anything at 1-800-259-9231.
This one's from Jeremy. Hey, guys. Mark, here's a question. Did you register Jack with the government, i.e. get him a birth certificate? We're expecting our first in October the 12th, and I don't know what to do. I don't want my child to hate me later on in life because we made things difficult by not registering him. Stupid hippie parents. In addition, I'm American and my wife's Australian, and we live in Australia. Should we go through the process to make our baby a American citizen so that he or she has every opportunity to live and work in America if he or she chooses when he or she grows up? It was I was discussing this with my wife and asked what she would do if we were in Somalia and some warlords came into the hospital demanding that we register our baby with their gang or they would stop him or her from getting into local schools, etc. What do you guys and the listeners think?
The question was to you,
right?
You're the one with the newborn.
The answer is that I certainly got a birth certificate for Jack. I thought that life would be difficult without a birth certificate. Also, we registered him with the Social Security Administration so that we could write him off on our little taxes. I don't know how much you get for every baby, but my understanding you get something for babies. And, so I went through the whole process. I didn't want to, deal with any of that trying to hide the kid thing.
Wayne, how about you? You've got two kids?
Yeah, I have two.
And how did you handle that situation?
Well, it was a while ago. I've got one 12 and one 9, but they both have birth certificates. In fact, they kind of sign them up without you even approving. You can order it from that state and that town any time later on. In fact, I didn't even have it for my daughter until about 3 months ago when she was running track, and we had to show it in order for her to validate her age in her age group for this track meet she ran in the States. And I'd say if it were me, I just believe in interacting with the government as little as possible if you can, because these kids are all being tracked, obviously, for whatever reason, maybe national service later on or whatever. And the less you can be in the crosshairs of government, the better.
Absolutely. Though I see I would, if I were a parent, and I'm not, I would like the idea of not signing my kid up for all these things, and then if he wanted to later on in life, he could make the decision for himself to go and do those things. One of the points was that they are living in Australia, right, Mark? Was that part of the story? So they want to eventually move to America? Is that the idea?
Well, who knows what they want to do? They want to have options.
So that could kind of be a pain, right? That could be difficult trying to get your kid. I mean, you can't get a passport to go to another country without having the birth certificate. And so there you're already into the system there. And if you want to move out of Australia, then you pretty much are going to have to jump through these hoops, because how else are you going to get a passport to leave, right?
That's right.
So they've really got you all kinds of different ways, and you have to, at some point, if you want to interact with the rest of society, there will be some level of bowing down to the state that will be required for it. I mean, if you want to open a bank account, you probably are going to have some sort of form of government identification. And again, if you're not going to live out in the middle of the woods, to some extent, you will have to play by their rules. So
yeah,
I see where people are coming from, where they feel like they have to get their kids these things.
You know what? It's a lot easier to get into the system than it is to get out.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, that's true. Now, don't we know somebody in the area, Mark, that actually does not have any sort of government paperwork for their son? Or is that not true?
I've known people that have tried to do just that, but they've failed because, you know, if I'm thinking of the same person that
the
you are.
The gentleman that helped with your house?
Yeah, and he's concerned about his privacy. That's why we're not mentioning his name. The hospital actually tricked him and sent in the Social Security, registered his child with Social Security Administration and all that stuff. And this is, Jack wasn't born in a hospital. He was born in the birthing center. And so, I made it clear to the midwife that not something that we intended, you know, that I wanted her to be involved in. Look, you're here to help us give birth to the baby.
Yeah.
That doesn't require any paperwork given to the government.
So you could get the birth certificate, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sign you up for the Social Security thing, right? You could get a birth certificate and insist that they not fill out any Social Security paperwork. One does not necessarily mean that the other happens,
correct,
does it?
I, as far as I know, but see, that's been one of my pet peeves, is that I didn't get a Social Security number until I was about 15 when I was ready to go into the workforce. My dad signed me up for it. You know, he thought he was doing the right thing. Now I regret getting it, but, you know, I got it. Whereas now they want to sign you up at birth. I mean, you just get popped out of your mother's womb, and all of a sudden they're signing you up for this number.
You're in the system.
And it really aggravates me, because, I mean, why do they have to do that? This kid's not going to need that number.
Yeah, that I would not have appreciated. I mean, I would have appreciated if my parents did not get me the Social Security number. I could understand the need to get that birth certificate in order to cross a border, for instance. I mean, I'm going to be going to Canada within the next 24 hours, and I have a passport, and I got that passport because I have a birth certificate. So getting in and out of the country can be very, very difficult unless you're wanting to smuggle yourself in and out, which we may end up having to do. We may have to smuggle ourselves back in, but that's a whole other story. We talked about that last night. So I can understand getting the birth certificate, but I would say stop there. I mean, there's no reason to comply beyond what the bare minimum is. And it would seem the bare minimum would be the birth certificate, so you could go on into the future and take that to the Social Security office and get a Social Security number, if that's something that you or your child decided he wanted to do at a later
It does
point
allow
life.
Flexibility in what you're talking about there. However, there is a bonus to getting a Social Security number. Not only does the government want you to get a Social Security number, they give you a little, there's a carrot and a stick. The carrot is you get to write them off on your taxes.
Yeah, for those of you who do taxes.
Right. So there's thousands of dollars in some cases bonus to, you know, getting your kid a Social Security number.
It's either $300 or $500 per child.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
I forgot which.
So if you're willing to sell your son down the river for a few pieces of silver, then you should get the Social Security number too, is what you're saying, right?
Chances are good your son's going to pay taxes.
Well, I don't know. If he's born in a place where he's surrounded by people that aren't paying taxes, perhaps he won't pay taxes.
Possibility exists.
Although, then again, how do you get a job without a Social Security number? I mean, is that possible? Certainly, you could work and mow lawns and stuff like that, but as far as a J-O-B, corporate America kind of job, even flipping burgers, they're going to want a Social Security card. Is it possible? Does anybody have experience with this? Is it possible to get a job from a non-mom-and-pop style, you know, like a corporate kind of entity, without having a Social Security number?
I've heard of some.
You can run your own business too.
I know, but anything that's outside of, you know, a family business or being an entrepreneur, because while it's certainly true that young people should be encouraged to be entrepreneurs, there's something to be said for the steady paycheck and the experience of dealing with the public, for instance, and the very basic job skills that you can get out of that job, that initial kind of low-skill job.
And it's my supposition, it's just a guess, that you know, kids are going to be rebellious in their teenage years, and I don't want to put a bunch of restrictions on Jack, and I think that would feel like a restriction to some extent.
You mean not having a government number?
Not having a government number.
See, that's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is I would have appreciated it if I'd have been given that choice. Sort of like I'd have appreciated it if I'd have been given the choice to be circumcised or not. You know, these choices that parents make for their kids when they aren't able to.
Circumcision has no net benefit to the parent other than, oh, my kid's circumcised just like daddy. That doesn't have any net benefit. Whereas, you know, when you're talking about $500 a year that you would save on your federal taxes, that's over the life of the child.
Pay federal taxes, so it's not it wouldn't be a benefit to me.
I understand that you're looking at it from that standpoint. I am, however, due, and therefore I look at it from the standpoint that I do.
Even if you did pay federal taxes, it would seem to me that to give your child that extra bit of freedom to not be in the federal system to that extent would be well worth a few $100 a year. I mean, if you can't afford a few $100 a year for your kids, then I don't think you should be having kids at that point in your life. You probably can't afford kids. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, I think that you have a very principled stand, and it doesn't work for most people's lives.
I understand that. Most people want to bow down and obey, and that's what most people do, and I find that sad, and I hope it changes someday. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if your son grows up and gets into computers and starts doing piracy, well, he might end up in a jail cell, because that's starting to happen, apparently, now more so than ever. where geeks are now being thrown into prison. We'll tell you about it coming up.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
When employees of various sized companies were asked in a Business Week magazine poll, are you one of the top 10 performers in your company? A whopping 90% said yes. With executives, it was an astounding 97%. Clearly, a lot of people don't really know how they're doing. To truly evaluate who are the top performers, I created a very simple formula I call the PDA, or Performance Development Agenda. P is for passion, D is for discipline, and A is for action. If you master these three simple elements, you will be on your way to truly being in that top 10%. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. And they include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more freedom, less government. There are 20,000 people that are going to move to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty. We've got over 8,000 of them so far. Coming up on the 9,000 mark, as I understand it. But there's nearly 9,000 people.
8,590 people.
Oh, it's only around 500? Okay. Well, over 8,500 at this point have signed up, and you should be the next. In fact, Mark, are you ready to announce your
name? Yeah, I am. I'm happy to do that.
Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the program. But Mark has come up with a neat little idea that may result in, I don't know, persuading you a little bit to sign up sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and in the ever-present search for some kind of promotion for my radio show, I was thinking the other day, I was looking at my earlier to it was yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. I was looking at my beautiful son Jack, who's happy and healthy and kind of noisy and you know just a great to be around, and I was feeling rather grateful for I don't know. To God or to life or the universe or whatever for providing me with such a healthy baby.
It is good to appreciate the things that are good in life.
Yeah, and I know that some people out there don't have that same kind of level of health that my son's experiencing and that I'm benefiting from. And I thought, you know, it's time for me to send some money to St. Jude's Hospital.
And what did they do?
Who?
I've heard of them before, but I don't really know what they are. I know it's for kids.
St. Jude's is really great. They, you know, they've got this great PR stance. They help kids with cancer. You know, I mean, how much better can you get? Cancer, kids.
Okay.
Families of children, you know, go there. They take complete care of them. I don't think it even matters what your income level is. They just take care
wow.
of you from start to finish, basically. They put them up in hospitals right there while they're in, I think it's Memphis or something like that.
Important question for our audience. Do they accept government funding?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know everything about St. Jude's Hospital. I've tried to vet them a little bit. I know that they're pretty good up there as far as efficiency, turning the donated dollars into research.
That's good.
They're very respected in the community. They've got 4 stars or something from, you know, one of those organizations that rates charities.
There's actually a charity rating company out.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's
cool.
I think there's several of them. And so, you know, I tried to check them out a little bit today because I didn't want to just walk blindly in this. I've supported St. Jude's for years now,
yeah.
and I think they're a good organization. But you know, you get on a radio show with libertarians, and boy, they'll figure out what's wrong with your organization if you if something's out there. So I did a little bit of research, mainly through the BBS.
Okay.
People that are better on the internet than I did, did it, and they gave their nod. So I trust them. And so anyway, what I want to do is donate some money to St. Jude's Hospital, and I thought I would donate $5 for every person that signed up this week. I checked it earlier today. I know what the total was, and then if that total,
wow.
whatever that total goes up by.
So you mean from Friday to Friday or Thursday to Friday?
Thursday at 5 p.m. to Thursday at 5 p.m., I guess.
Okay.
That would be the that's when I checked, so that would be best.
So if you've been sitting on the fence about joining the Free State Project, you've been thinking about doing it, this gives you an extra little bonus reason to do it because you're going to help cancer kids.
Right. I mean, who doesn't want to help kids with cancer? I can't afford, I'm grateful I'm not rich. So I'm going to give, $5. I don't know how many people will sign up in a given week. I figured somewhere between 10 and 20 people normally sign up, whatever you can, manage to get your friends.
So hold on. Let me see if
encourage them.
Wait. Let me see if
they
clear.
By signing up for the Free State Project this week, if they were thinking about it, now they can help kids with cancer at the same time.
You're being pretty generous because it's my understanding that you're going to do it regardless of where the sign up came from. You're saying that anybody that happens to come across the Free State Project this week and sign up is going to result in you paying $5 to St. Jude's. Not only people that put down like Free Talk Live for where they heard about the Free State Project.
Yeah, I don't want to put any restrictions on it.
If 100 people from the Ron Paul party thing they just had over the last couple weeks decide to sign up this next week, you're in for $500 then, right?
That's correct. It is. I don't know if I'll be ready to pay $500 at the end of next week. If I have to stretch it out over a couple of months or something like that, you can be sure I'll do it. That But you know, I don't want it. It seems like, you know, putting all these little restrictions on it. Well, if you can get that, if you write down free talk live and get a couple of your friends to sign up and you do it by the drop dead date. I don't want to do all that.
You know, Mark, I think that if let's just say that 500 people signed up, I'm sure there'd be some help available for you to help you out and get meeting that obligation.
Well, what I'm thinking is, rather than the help, because I'll be able to figure that out. If 500 people do sign up, I'll do it. I may not do it next week. I can't do it next week. If you're talking about that level of number, but I will do it.
You'll like stretch it out.
I'll do it.
Or something.
You know, I'll make it. I'll make it happen
over the next year. Or
you know,
something.
If I've got a hook in order to pay the money, I'll do it. I mean, you know, I said I was going to do it on national radio.
Hook yourself, you mean?
I'm lying.
You have to dip into the cigar fund.
But, I'll get it paid. However, what I was thinking is perhaps somebody who is already signed up for the Free State Project, or somebody who, for some reason, absolutely, positively cannot move to the Free State Project, or they love St. Jude's, or whatever the reason is, that they might want to do some kind of matching funds. If they call in, say they'll do it, then...
I'll match you. I mean, we didn't talk about it in advance, but I'll match you on that. So now we're up to $10 per sign up, right?
There you go. It's up to $10 per sign up.
So within the next week, if you sign up for the
first
time.
I'm floored that you're going to do that. I'm very proud of you, Ian. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I'm doing all right now. I mean, I've got my house, and I'm okay.
I'm surprised.
I mean, if your poor ass can afford it, I can certainly throw down.
There you go. Well, I'm just saying that normally you donate to liberty-oriented causes. I just would not have expected you to go in for kids with cancer or anything like that. But now we've just doubled the numbers.
There you go.
If you can sign up. What I was thinking that this might be a real benefit for is the guys out there that are having trouble with girlfriends and wives, getting them signed up.
There are a lot of liberty-oriented dudes that are really, they would love to convince their loved one, their significant other, to come here to New Hampshire to, not, you know, just, you don't even have to be an activist. Just come here with your boyfriend or husband or whatever who's really excited about this. But it's a difficult process convincing them.
And I just, you know, they probably, this should be clarified, that the signing of the statement of intent for the Free State Project does not mean you're committed to move to the Free State Project in 6 weeks or 5 years or anything like that. The commitment is, it's 5 years after they reach 20,000, and they're nowhere near 20,000 at this point, so.
Okay, looks like Jason Osborne is on the line from SACL CAI. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Man, this is a great idea. And, you know, I've been thinking about some people that I'd like to help, too. And a couple weeks ago, I was out in Vegas, and I couldn't help but notice all of the prostitutes on the street at all hours of the day.
Hold on a second. Are you going to donate
$5? I was there. I don't know anything about them.
Are you going to donate $5 to the Bunny Ranch or something?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Tell me in a moment. Okay. Hang on. We're going to bring it back. Jason Osborne, the man with a whole bunch of money to just spend on stuff.
Who knows that?
He's got
some money.
He is a very generous man. And we will find out what he's got in mind here in moments. I have no idea. I'm completely in the dark. I don't know if you know yet, Mark. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. And the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy them, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. Last segment, we told you about Mark's little plan here that you told me about this right before the program tonight. So this is a brand new idea. I liked it. The plan is that Mark, when the next week is complete, so next Thursday night, I guess, you will then, you will at that point donate $5 to St. Jude's Children's Hospital for every sign-up that the Free State Project receives within the next week's time. Now, you are only referring to members of the Free State Project and not friends, correct?
Yes, signers of the statement of intent to move. Now, you know, I'm not going to come hunt you down and drag you off within 6 weeks or anything like that. Just signers.
And I have gone ahead and said I will match your $5 donation, mm-hmm. So we're already up to $10. And Jason Osborne, who is the man behind SACL CAI, is on the line with us. You'd begun to get into something about Nevada hookers. Jason, go ahead with whatever your thoughts were.
A little bit, yes. So listening to Mark's story about the kids, you know, it started to get me thinking because, you know, I really don't like kids. But I do like,
don't you
I
have
do like
a
prostitutes. I do. I like her. But other people's kids, not so much. So there's all these poor girls out there in the sad economy that we have that are just struggling, trying to make a buck, risking their freedom to try to provide services to young men and old men, and people just don't have the money to pay for them. So I'd like to help them out, and I'd like to help Free Talk Live out. So everybody who signs up for the Free State Project this week, I will donate a lap dance to any Free Talk Live host who wishes to take advantage of that.
Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a motivating factor. I'm not interested in a lap dance.
Just trying to
Well, I know Mark is, and I know Gardner is, and I imagine probably Wayne is. So
yeah,
no comment.
Well, Wayne's got a wife.
I've got a wife.
I can dream, can't I?
All right, Jason, sure. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just trying to cover the other demographic probably is not really interested in the kids either.
Well, I do appreciate your generous offer, Jason.
I hope your kid doesn't get cancer, Jason.
I hope not either.
I think that in that case, I know you could probably afford the hospital bills, but I'm trying to think, how would I feel if I had cancer and I needed to have assistance with that if I were a kid? And I would, I'm sure, really appreciate St. Jude's and the work that they do. So even though I don't have children and even though I have a vasectomy, I thought it was important to go ahead and kick into to match Mark on this because I think it was a really good offer.
Good for you.
All right, Jason, get off the phones. Thanks for the call.
I think that it needs to be said that I think that, this is an opportunity for people who have been sort of sitting on the fence just waiting to join. I don't know. They're thinking about joining the Free State Project or whatever. Now you can do that much more to help people. $10 will go to St. Jude's Hospital. You and I have kicked in, and I'm sure we'll get plenty more.
And I'd like to say something, too, and I have no motivations related to any lap dances when I say this. For one, New Hampshire was just recently voted or rated as having the lowest poverty rate in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, New Hampshire is the safest state to live in, up from fourth. It's the second healthiest state, up from fifth. And it's the most livable state in 2008, according to CQ Press. So that's pretty impressive selling point to your spouse or girlfriend.
Even beyond all the liberty points. So what you're saying, Wayne, is if the liberty points, persuasion points of having thousands of liberty activists surrounding you and doing wonderful things to advance liberty in our lifetime, if that's not persuasive to your significant other, and sometimes it works the other way where it's the lady that's interested in moving and the husband isn't. So if we're talking about significant others, if it's not interesting to them, then kind of the general points about New Hampshire like that, healthy state, one of the most free, safe, great economy. It's the best economy in the Northeast, as I understand it.
Yes.
So there's lots of great points like that. You can find more of them in the Free State Project's 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. You can find that document at freestateproject.org.
I think you better search 101. It's kind of not on the front page anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great document.
I've heard they're going to rework it. I've heard they're going to work on
awesome.
Updating it.
It's a little bit out of date, but the vast majority of it is a great read.
Is it any coincidence that New Hampshire has one of the lowest tax burdens in the U.S. and yet it's got the lowest poverty rate?
And one of the best economies?
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Get all the info over at freestateproject.org, 800-259-9231. As we go to Dave in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. Hey, if our educational system didn't make debtor slaves out of the medical students when they graduate, maybe fighting cancer would be a lot cheaper.
Sure it would.
And what do you call, I think you guys stumbled upon something here. I heard Ian mention that a lot of dudes, women, restrict them from coming to the, making the decision to come out there to the Free State. So I think that the government knows that women control men, so the government makes itself seductive to the woman. And give them much power over men, kind of. And they control freedom in men through the woman. So the guy that called just before me, he gave the solution right away, prostitution. That's why prostitution's against the law.
I'm glad someone appreciated Jason's call.
Because the government knows that if the woman lose control of their men, freedom is about to rise.
Well, it's interesting because,
Women control, back in the day, like when the lady took the axe to the to the bar during the temperance movement, the woman got mad that the men could go down to the bar and drink alcohol and carouse with the red light district, like, you know.
We do.
And so they got to treat their men really good, so they don't want to go down there and drink and carouse with the red. So they got to condone with the men, you know. But now that the man can't go nowhere else, he has to bow down to the, like they call it, henpecked in the civilized world, you know. But
they call them battle axes.
I got another word, but I think because most men is that other word that we lose our freedom a lot because we bow down with our other head besides the head on our shoulder.
Yeah, we got you.
Do you remember that woman who called in from Berkeley, I believe, about a year ago, who was talking about how men have been kind of wussified in society?
Do you recall that? Yeah,
she was kind of foreignish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a really interesting call, but I think she made an interesting point that society has changed. If you look at the role of men, say 50 years ago, it's a lot different now. Men are becoming more androgynous. Men are becoming more.
You can tell how the government makes itself so accessible for women, you know, and the banks, they give money to women readily more than men. Even when I was married, they would loan my wife before they would loan me money, and I made more money.
You know, and in addition
because
to what you're
saying, because I become a slave to her, and then the bank got her as the slave to keep me in line. So now the bank got two slaves out of one.
You know, Dave, in addition to what you're saying about all this, it seems that at least biologically, and I'm no scientific expert here, but biologically the woman is sort of set up to protect, especially they're young, and
oh, yeah.
So the whole protection mentality, the safety.
Security.
And
they run right into the arms of the government.
Yep, exactly. And that's what government promises. You know, government promises, well, we're going to take care of you when you get old, and we're going to take care of you when you're young, and we're going to take care of you.
They have more faith in the government than they do their own families and love.
It may be true for a lot of them. I know it's not true for all of them. Obviously, there's some great liberty-loving ladies.
But a basic, the ones that make over the 100,000, you know, because they got a lot more to lose, they're the ones that are really.
Thank you, Dave, as always, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for a free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And the dude called Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Newegg. You need some computer stuff? Well, Newegg's got it. Go to newegg.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. If you need everything else, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com. In their 41-plus categories, you buy new, you buy used, Free Talk Live will get a cut. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want to discuss, ladies first, it's Rosalind, or Rosalind, one or the other. British Columbia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Is it Rosalind or Rosalind? Is she there? Doesn't sound like it. Let's move on. We'll talk to Eric. And hello, Rosalind.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
There she is.
How do we appropriately pronounce your name?
It's Rosalind.
Rosalind. All right. So what's on your mind tonight, Rosalind?
Well, I just want to, thank you very much for all the work that you're doing. And I'm a 65-year-old woman, and I have been looking at the genocidal program for quite a few years now. But when I was a lot younger.
The what program?
It's the genocidal program that's taking place.
What, now, what is this about?
Where is this genocide going on?
With regard to the vaccines, the toxic vaccines that are being injected into our children.
Okay. You're saying that the vaccines... Now, Mark, I know that you have not vaccinated Jack, your four-month-old child, because you're pretty concerned about what might actually be in these vaccines. But do you think it's a genocide program? Is that your reasoning, Mark?
It seems to be overstating it, but I'm interested in what she's got to say.
So yeah. Rosalind, you're saying that they're actually trying to kill off every single newborn in America?
Well, I think that there has been enough people that have discovered that their children are becoming seriously ill with autism and any number of health problems through vaccines. Mm-hmm. And if we had responsibility in government and in health, here we had the Health Protection Canada, in Health Protection Branch in Canada, which we no longer have. We had a world-class, laboratory here that sort of was supposed to be looking out for people. And I think that there is an outcry around the planet with regard to vaccines. And the only thing that I can come to, the only conclusion that I can come to, that this is not here for our benefit. I just don't believe it is. I believe that it's a program that is being aggressively inflicted on people because people don't want to, who don't want to have their children vaccinated are being harassed.
I would totally concur with that. I think that with anything, using the bathroom, crossing the street, there are people, there are casualties. And with vaccines, I think that there's some problems with aluminum in vaccines.
That's an understatement.
Also heard that the number one cause for polio in the United States is the polio vaccine. Those are just things that I've read, and they seem to be put out there by reputable folks. I don't know for sure. But I do know that it disturbs me that they want to force this on you.
Right.
And I think maybe if you looked at Dr. Horowitz's, Len Horowitz's work,
I have a couple of actually audio cassettes of Mr. Horowitz's.
Do you still make those?
They're a little old.
Yeah. There's also some evidence that there were some vaccinations administered way back in the 60s that were infected with or contaminated with certain viruses that actually lie dormant in the body for many years until you get a little older and your body becomes weaker, your immune system becomes weaker,
yep.
Then they become more active. And so
absolutely.
There's been a lot.
I'm one of those people. I suffer with arthritis and shingles, and I even had my veterinarian tell me when I refused to vaccinate my dog that he respected my opinion because he felt that his daughter, through her being vaccinated, is now dealing with diabetes.
Yeah,
interesting.
You know, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence out there that I've heard from a lot of different people. One guy I know whose uncle was in perfectly good health, got a vaccination shot and was dead within 3 days.
You never know.
And I just think that people should have the freedom to make the choice. I'm not saying that I know for sure what's in these, and I'm not making any. I don't know for sure what's going on with them, but I do know that it disturbs me that they want to make it so, mandatory. Essentially, and I get the impression that they're willing to cull 0.5% of the population in order to make sure that the other 99.5 is fine and healthy.
They're
don't
just
mind.
Numbers to them, right?
It's just statistics.
I think that's conservative estimate to what they really what their main goal is, their objective is, and I don't know whether you call that you can call it culling. I call it genocide.
All right, well, Rosalind, I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we talk to Eric in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going there?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called in about something different, but while I was listening there, kind of caught my ear. About the vaccines, I don't really believe that is the main problem that we should be worried about. What about the RFID chips that they could be implanting? I mean,
in
infants as they're born.
Well, that would be a good reason. I mean, it's a legitimate concern. I mean, we were talking earlier this hour, actually, about what parents should consider or possibly do or not do as far as government paperwork is concerned for their kids. But what about something like that where they may be, maybe without your consent, actually implanting some sort of device in your child? I mean, it sounds paranoid and it sounds crazy, but at the same time, there are people out there that are real control freaks that love the idea of being able to track and to implant these things in every single person in America. And if they had their way, these things would absolutely be going
that.
On. I mean, I don't think they're going on right now, but then again, I don't work in a hospital, so I can't say for sure. So it seems like yet another reason to have one of those home births or possibly a midwife birth where you're not inside
my
the system.
My son was born, and nothing was stuck in him, and nothing was drawn out of him. He was,
you were there, you saw it the whole time. They didn't take him away and put him in some
secret
room.
Where would he go? It was a room,
But in the hospital, they take your kid away
and they
disappear for a while.
This very antiseptic, we'll take care
exactly.
of this.
That's what I'm saying. The main point is people think that they have control over whether they can decide if their child is going to have this tracking device in them, and then therefore they're not with them the entire time. They have to be taken away, and only the doctors or whoever takes them away knows what goes on in that time. And of course, there are certain measures that have to be taken for the sake of the baby that they do have to do that. But I'm just saying it could happen. There are hospitals who are already, jumping on the track of doing this and, with the consent of the people. But I mean, we really need to worry about the vaccines and you know, the last caller was talking about genocide. I mean, yeah, that's a major possibility. I mean,
I don't know if I like the idea of worrying about any of it. I mean, if it's going on, then there's no point in worrying. You can only just take the steps that are necessary to ensure the protection and the safety of you and your family.
But people really need to be informed on it.
That's fine.
Exactly.
If in fact there was a genocide going on, and I believe the term genocide would be an overstatement. I think that's
definitely an overstatement. But I mean that's good intentions. That's the way that. You know, you can, after you look at it so long, and you know, she said she was, what, like 65?
Yeah, well, she did say that.
She's seen a lot of different views of things probably over her lifetime, and she, you know, if that's the way she puts it together, you know, that's her right. But
I don't actually
see it as a genocide. It's more of control of what.
Sure,
of
and
what.
It's, yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's probably just people with good intentions believing that this is a good idea because it'll help, you know, find lost children or something like that. I'm sure there's a good reason to have a chip implanted. That's why I have a chip in my kitty cat in case he runs away and gets caught by
somebody. Hey, my cat's vaccinated too. The reason I vaccinated my cat over vaccinating my son is I don't value the cat as much. If, you know, he came up stiff the next day after vaccine, I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, my son, man, I don't know what I'd do.
You know, some people view these things as sort of the ultimate Machiavellian business plan in a sense, too, because, yeah, they may make people die before their time, but what they do in the meantime is they make you ill sooner than you would normally be ill. Maybe the last 20 years of your life, you're not as healthy, so you have to use the medical system more. And there are a lot of very powerful interests, too, who want that to happen. So there's varying opinions on this, but, you know, that vaccination is just one way that the public is being assaulted. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things, other ways that you're being culled, so to speak.
Sure. I mean, inflation is one of those ways, for instance.
Sure. You have to work harder. And there's even a story about how sometimes when people are arrested, they die because of the adrenaline rush.
Wow, I've not heard of that.
Yeah.
Coming up here, we've got more for you. 800-259-9231, including a story about a young man, I guess, well, 26, I guess that's young. Anyway, a young man who is looking at a jail sentence on a piracy charge. They're apparently now taking this out of civil court and making piracy into a criminal matter. We'll give you a little bit more about this, and you can probably expect to see more convictions like this into the future. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.